Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There may never be a satisfactory conclusion to the results of last week's U.S. elections. To give you some idea of how bitter may be the political acrimony in the next few years, let's look back to Michigan political history during and shortly after World War I 100 years ago. In 1916, automotive pioneer Henry Ford won Michigan's Republican presidential primary. Later, at the Republican National Convention, Ford came in with the 10th highest number of votes on the first round of balloting. His vote total exceeded that of former President William Howard Taft and future President Warren G. Harding. Although Ford's business supplied weapons and equipment to the Allies, he was personally a pacifist. Then Democrat President Woodrow Wilson was seeking allies in his plans for the post-war world and persuaded Ford to switch parties to become the Democrat candidate for the U.S. Senate seat from Michigan in the 1918 elections. As Wilson wrote to Ford, quote, "You are the only man in Michigan who can be elected to help bring about the peace you so desire," unquote. In accepting the Democrat nomination, Ford made it clear that he would not devote any time or money to the campaign. Ford thought his name recognition was such that he could obtain the Republican nomination for the same seat. The Republican Party surprised them by selecting Packard automotive pioneer Henry Newberry as their U.S. Senate candidate. Ford expected to win easily and was shocked to lose to Newberry by just over 7,500 votes out of 430,000 ballots cast. Ford was so convinced that the election had been stolen from him that he hired 40 detectives to investigate Newberry and his associates for violations of the recently enacted Federal Corrupt Practices Act. Candidates and political committees were required to file financial reports on expenditures under penalty of perjury. To help out Ford's Senate campaign, Wilson's Department of Justice named a special prosecutor in the Southern District of New York a month before the election for the purpose of bringing false statement charges against Newberry. Matters went downhill from there. To find out what then happened, come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.